Jamaica Plains State Representative Jeff Sanchez has pretty much instantly become one of the most influential Latino elected officials in the state. House Speaker Robert DeLeo has named Sanchez the new chair of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. It gives Sanchez responsibility for the state budget and other public policy initiatives. WBUR's Deborah Becker spent some time with Sanchez in his district this week and has this report.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
On his 48th birthday this week, Jeff Sanchez was doing what he usually does, meeting with constituents. This event was Hot Dog Night at the Mildred Haley Public Housing Project in Jamaica Plain. Community activist Carol Miranda provided the singing and congratulated Sanchez on his promotion.
He's worked very hard for his community. He is the community, and I'm so proud of you. I was around a bunch of people yesterday who were like, it's amazing, like, how you started and where you are, you know?
Sanchez grew up in public housing in Roxbury and then went to UMass Boston and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Sanchez worked for the late Boston Mayor Tom Menino and was first elected to the House in 2002 to represent a district that includes parts of Jamaica Plain and Brookline.
I have this housing project in my district, and I also have John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox, in my district. And I have everything in between. Extreme, 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 extreme wealth and extreme poverty.
When Speaker DeLeo promoted Sanchez over the weekend, he cited Sanchez's ability to work with colleagues of all political persuasions. He also cited Sanchez's experience as House Chair of the Committee on Healthcare Financing. Sanchez is taking the Ways and Means post, which is seen as a stepping stone to the speakership, as lawmakers just finished grappling with a state budget. Much of the budget debate focused on health care, as Medicaid spending has skyrocketed and makes up some 40% of state expenditures. Sanchez wouldn't offer specifics about what he might do to rein in costs, but he did say that with the uncertainty about health care in Washington and with Governor Baker asking lawmakers to reconsider a plan to reduce Medicaid spending, he's going to review all proposals carefully.
So right now, I'll get a sense. And I'll talk to the speaker, and I'll talk to the members, and I'm sure I'm going to have, you know, so many other folks that are going to want to talk to me.
Sanchez acknowledges that it's going to be tough to be the chief House budget writer when expected tax revenues have fallen short, but other political leaders, such as Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera, are confident that Sanchez can handle the challenge.
Nothing like a kid who knows what the face of poverty, what the face of need looks like, to make budgetary decisions. I'm excited about it.
Sanchez says he's also evaluating proposed criminal justice reform, such as the call to eliminate mandatory minimum sentences. Crime is a big issue in his district, especially after two children were injured by gunfire in these Mildred Haley apartments just last month. Some residents say they're afraid to leave their homes. Others say Sanchez should be fighting against the racial and ethnic disparities in the criminal justice system.
I'm a Puerto Rican man that grew up in the city. I get it. But what do I tell a parent that just got her, whose 8-year-old has a bullet lodged in her spine right now? I mean, it's difficult. It's a difficult conversation to have. And we're going to have conversations right now.
Dialogue is Sanchez's strength, according to State Representative Frank Moran, who chairs the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus.
I think the speaker picked the right person for the job.
Moran considers Sanchez a mentor and a passionate advocate for his constituents. Moran says right now, only about 5% of elected Massachusetts officials are people of color. So he hopes that Sanchez's promotion will inspire others.
It's very historical. Not only for the Latino community, but for the color community in general.
Sanchez says he's proud and humbled, and he's going to work to do the right thing. While he says he looks forward to being able to affect state policies on a larger scale, Sanchez also hopes that rising up the ranks of the State House won't result in losing touch with those who got him there in the first place. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.